Release your faith for 2019, the year of abundant harvest. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's today and learn the definition of harvest and how to receive in abundance next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back, and he's got some good words on something that most everybody's interested in. Prosperity, harvest.
That's right.
Keep it coming,
right.
George.
Gloria,
keep it coming.
I'm so glad to be with you on the broadcast, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
We're already into the new year of 2019, and what a great year this is going to be.
You're expectant.
I have such high expectations.
Praise God.
And that's where we have to stay. We need to stay in a
that's
place
right.
of expectation of what God has for us, especially in this year.
If you expect nothing,
what you gonna get?
Nothing.
Okay. So I'm expecting good
all right,
things.
Let's expect.
I'm expecting. And you know, today is day 336.
Ooh, George.
We have recorded together 336 of these prosperity
My
broadcasts.
Goodness. This is the ninth, this is a life's work.
This is the ninth year that we've been doing this together. And I am so thrilled. Every time I come into the studio, I'm so thrilled to hear what Gloria is going to say.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear what you're going to say.
and also,
this
Gloria,
is gonna be good.
I thought you'd be interested in this. You know, all of these outlines, all of them, Gloria, ever since we started doing this, are available on kcm.org. All you have to do is go to the picture of Gloria and me on the website and click onto it. It'll take you over to these notes, but not just the notes that we're doing here today, all of them.
Wow, George,
all
that's
of the
a life's work.
And
goodness.
On these notes, 1,850,000 have been downloaded. We
George.
Have reached a new record in the download of these notes.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that great? Aren't you honored?
It is. It's a thrill to be able to do this with you. And the fact that...
And we don't know where those went.
They're all over the world.
Praise
all God. Over the world. And they are...
Let's start asking people to let us know.
I think we should. Well, I think we should have testimonies...
That they're using them and that they're working
of what's
for
been taking. Absolutely,
yeah.
Gloria. We should do
We'd
that.
We'd get such a charge out of that, George.
And sometimes I go on the internet and I will just Google George and Gloria Prosperity just to see what comes up. And there are many churches out there that have taken our outlines and they've put them on their own websites.
Oh, great.
So, and I think that's wonderful.
Success. Hallelujah.
I think it's wonderful. So our message to you is to take these outlines, study them, and be sure that you pass them along to other people. As you've said, these are great to have home Bible studies with.
Oh, yeah.
So we're getting into something, though, this week, Gloria, about the prophetic word and the prophetic word for this year. And I'm so glad
Good.
For what Brother Copeland has brought forth for this prophetic word. And if you look at your notes there, there are a couple of scriptures that I want us to start with. And the first one is Amos 3:7. And in the New Living Translation, it says, "Indeed, the Sovereign Lord never does anything until He reveals His plans to His servants, the prophets."
That says a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
So we're looking for these words from the Lord.
Until He reveals His plans to His servants, the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be that He needs somebody's agreement in the earth to bring things to pass?
Absolutely.
Because nothing happens till somebody prays.
That's right.
Supernatural.
That's right, Gloria.
Ooh, I got goosebumps.
See, I'm telling
good.
You, that's why I so enjoy sitting at this table.
Oh, I enjoy that
just to hear what you're going
myself.
To say. Exactly.
What a word.
The Lord needs someone to take that word from heaven and deliver it into the earth and give us something to speak and us something to believe and us something to reach for.
So let me say this. The
yeah.
Lord needs someone in the earth.
Right.
To agree with Him.
Oh, that's good. Agree with Him.
To change things.
To change things.
Otherwise, you wouldn't need to pray. So you've got to know that's right.
That's true.
The Lord wants. He can do whatever He wants to.
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
is what He wants to do.
This is what He wants
he
to do.
He wants to do
exactly
what somebody's
right.
asking in faith for Him to do.
That's right. That's wonderful.
Praise
That's
God.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I like something, that.
Something that we can agree with. Mm-hmm. He wants to say something to us.
We didn't start prospering financially until we started agreeing with Him about what He says about finances, or being healed supernaturally about what He says about healing.
That's right.
After all, George, He knows everything.
He does.
And it works.
It does
I've
work.
I've got myself happy already.
You got me happy. This is so good. and that's why He gives us these things, these prophetic words. And the second scripture I have here is 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established.
Yes.
Believe His prophets, and you shall prosper.
Praise God.
When you believe the prophetic word that comes forth, the prophets, not only the prophets that we read about in the Bible, but the prophets that the Lord has given us today, such as Brother Copeland.
Yes.
When we believe those things that they say, we are going to prosper.
What do we do when we believe those things that they say or that the Word says? We release our faith.
Yeah.
And when we release our faith, it opens the door for the Lord to do a work for us.
Yes, that's right.
He doesn't barge into your life. Unless somebody's, you know, maybe your mother prayed for you all your life and you'd be just easing in on her prayers, but it's better
easing in.
If you pray and believe God.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly
keep the door
right.
open all the time. That's what we have to do.
And that's what this ministry is all about. That's what you and Kenneth have done for over 50 years in ministry,
Praise
is teaching
God.
People how to stand on the Word of God and how to use their
how
faith.
To be healed.
You've taught me. You've taught our family. Our children, or your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. You actually have great-grandchildren who are using their faith and believing God.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Praise God. It works.
It does work. It does work. Well, the Word of the Lord.
I'm happy already.
The Word of the Lord for 2019 that came from Brother Copeland. And he, as he describes it, he was down in the aviation hangar one day. He was just talking to some folks. And all of a sudden, right in the middle of his conversation, he said, 2019, and he was going to talk about something else. But under the anointing of God, he said, 2019, the year of abundant harvest.
Praise God.
Ooh, and I just get chill bumps just saying that.
I believe it. I receive it. I take it.
The year of abundant harvest. You and I have talked a lot about harvest over these years.
Yeah, we have.
And as a matter of fact, the product that we're going to be offering free is How to Reap Your Harvest. It's a series that you and I did together a few years ago. But every time I hear the topic of harvest, the subject of harvest, it excites me.
What is harvest? Harvest is the result of some seed you've planted.
That's right.
It could be apple seed. It could be peach seed.
Yep.
It could be healing seed.
It could be healing seed.
It could be money seed.
It's a result.
Amen.
A harvest is a result of something that we sow, whether good or bad.
That's right. That's the sticky part. That's the sticky wicket right there.
Yeah.
You got to sow good to reap good.
That's right. That's right. Which actually what you did, and I'm going to switch this around because you just hit the third point. You just said hit the third point. So I want to bring that up right now. If you look at letter C down there.
Okay.
So you just asked the question, Gloria, the same question I was going to ask. What is a harvest? What is a harvest? And the scripture verse that we use is Galatians 6, 7 through 9. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows. Whatsoever a man sows, he shall harvest. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
You know, that verse right there proves itself out to where you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know people from your background, your life, you know people that sowed right and they ended up right.
That's
you
great.
Know people that sowed wrong seed and they ended up with the wrong seed.
Yeah.
You can't sow mean and hate and
right.
bad things, and it not get in you.
So we sow
what we want to reap. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about mm-hmm. words. I'm talking about
everything.
Love. I'm talking about faith.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah, everything.
So it's up to us.
Yeah, it is up to us.
What we reap, our harvest.
And so often when we read this scripture, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Mm-hmm. We actually hear it being said, well, don't be deceived, God's not mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap.
People use that in the negative.
In the negative.
You put it out, you're going to get it.
That's right.
But that's true on the bad side.
It is.
The good side we're interested in.
It's the good side that we're interested in.
And we're the one that decide what we sow.
Yes.
So what harvest do you want, George?
That's the question right there. You asked mm-hmm. what harvest are you looking for? What harvest do we want in 2019? Well, I want abundant harvest.
Yes, amen.
Well, that abundant harvest can go both ways.
Let's say I want love, joy,
yep.
peace.
Yes, yes.
I want all the fruit of the Spirit, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control.
Woo, you just said something.
I want abundance of finances.
Yep.
Abundance of good health.
Yep.
And I want to be loved, George.
I want to love people. I love you, Gloria. You do.
We sow love, we get love.
That's right. You're talking about everything. It affects everything in our lives.
Yeah.
And what you just said there, you were talking about the fruit of the Spirit. I want love, I want joy, I want peace. Fruit, that's a harvest.
That's right.
And that is what is produced in our lives as we sow the seeds towards that. I never thought about that before. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And we sow towards that.
That's right.
That's something that we sow towards.
Now, if you're somebody who's always in strife and disgruntled and mad at people and hateful,
yeah.
you're not going to get a good harvest.
No.
You're going to get all that back hundredfold.
Yeah, that's right.
It's up to us. We can do this, George.
We can do this.
Right,
we can
sow right, and we can receive right. Hallelujah.
Now, that's a quote. That's the first gloryism of 2019.
We can sow right. And we can reap
right. We can reap right. Praise God.
Now, y'all out there listening, now, you'll have to admit that George and I are not so deep, you can't misunderstand us. We say it simple because it is simple.
It is simple.
So you do this and you get that. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I've so enjoyed about you over all these years. You're so clear. And I won't say you're so simple, but you're...
Well, I won't take offense. That's okay.
But be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever we sow, whatever good thing we sow, that is what we're going to reap. Because it says here, you sow to the flesh, of the flesh you reap corruption. But we want to sow to the Spirit.
Amen.
The things of the Spirit. And of the Spirit, we will reap life everlasting. The word life is the word zoe. And it means absolute life, the absolute life of God. And that's why we're healed. That's why we're whole. We've been sowing to that. We've been sowing in the Spirit for a long time.
Really, even... Of course, our commandments love, but when you sow love, it mm-hmm. you not only reap love from other people, but you establish something in your life. You just get a receiving.
Yeah.
You can establish a receiving mm-hmm. current all the time.
That's good.
When you walk in love. And on the other hand, if you walk in meanness or hate or strife, it goes this way. And you can just get rid of all the good stuff.
Yeah.
It just empties out.
Yeah.
And it's just up to us.
It is up to us. I like what you just said. You stay, when you're walking in love and you're sowing love, you're in that the receiving
That's
current.
Right. Yeah.
It's coming in. It's coming in on every wave. The blessing of the Lord.
If you've ever known any person in your life that was grouchy and mean and hateful, what are they going to get back? Grouchy
and
mean
and hateful. Harvest stubborn.
But when you sow love.
Yes. Yes.
You get back care and generosity and blessing and joy.
And that really, that speaks to me because years ago, I was in a meeting with you in Augusta, Georgia. And it was with Lynn Hammond, Billy Brim, and yourself. And I remember, because it was a ladies' meeting, but you brought me along to receive the offerings.
Oh, I was so good to you.
So, but it was a great meeting. But I think the daytime were ladies' meetings, but the evening were for couples to come, men and women. And one of the evening services, Billy had an altar call for grouchy old men.
Oh,
grumpy,
I remember
grumpy
that.
Old men.
Grumpy old men.
Grumpy old men.
Isn't that funny?
And the altar filled to capacity.
I had forgotten all about that.
Wow.
Grumpy old men.
And I have never, that's been 20 years ago or so, and I've never forgotten
that. I take it you didn't go up there.
I was actually up there helping the grumpy old men.
Oh, you helped.
But I learned from that the older I got, and now I'm 20 years older than I was back then, I made a determination I'm not going to be a grumpy old man.
I think you've done a good job at not doing that, George.
I'm going to be a happy,
sweet,
less, loving,
yes.
Kind.
Pawpaw.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, I'm so thrilled because I was showing Gloria some little footage of Aubrey's youngest, Piper, and she's going on 2 years old now. But back at Christmas time, she called me Poppy for the first time.
Poppy, were you blessed?
I was so blessed.
I had a pop, but not a poppy. I had a pop.
You had a pop.
Boy, was he a good one.
Well, I want to be that way. I want to be like Pop.
You know, really, Pop, Mother and I lived with Pop and Mom when Daddy was at war.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived in that little town of Center Point.
Right.
I wanted to go everywhere with Pop.
Oh.
Pop, take me with you. Pop.
Oh.
Pop. Well, and I remember distinctly, and I've told this several times on television, we were at the breakfast table in their kitchen, and Pop had to go feed the cows at the barn.
Yeah.
And so he began to get up, and I said, Pop, I want to go with you. And he said, well, Glo, it's cold. It's raining. And I said, you could put me under your sickle. I'll get under your sickle, and we could go. And I'm sure he did.
The slicker.
That's just
under
the way
his slick,
it was. Oh, on his raincoat, you know. Oh, they call it in the old days slickers.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Well, I'm the same way. I'm the same way with mine.
I bet you are too.
I just so enjoy them and love them. And,
that's great.
And so Piper said, for the first time, she looked at me and she said, because I was working with her, I said, now I'm Poppy. And she looked at me and she went, Poppy.
And your heart went,
boom. Oh. Well, the next morning we got up and I could hear Piper in the living room going, Poppy. Poppy.
Yeah, you'll hear it a lot, George.
I was hearing it a lot.
But aren't you glad?
So this year, we are going to sow good seed.
Amen.
And we are going to reap an abundant harvest. We're going to reap an abundant harvest, not only of the finances and the provision in our lives, but everything else of the fruit of the Spirit.
Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness,
exactly.
Faithfulness, gentleness,
come on.
Self-control.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
The queen of the fruit of the Spirit right here. You taught hundreds of broadcasts, as a matter of fact, on the fruit of the Spirit. You really did.
I thought I'd discovered something.
You did. Well, in the last couple of minutes, let's go to point B, because we've covered this point C, but point B, Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, is a picture of what we look like for this year.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to be doing this whole week, is looking at what getting an image of what we are to look like for this year. Deuteronomy 30, verse 9.
Okay.
The Lord your God will then make you successful.
Oh, hallelujah.
In everything you do. Isn't this a great translation?
Oh, yes.
In everything you do. He will give you many children, if you want many children.
We can cool it right there.
He'll give you many children and numerous.
If I wanted many.
If you wanted many, you could have many. He'll give you many children and numerous livestock. And listen to this. He will cause your fields to produce abundant harvest. That's the word of the Lord for
this
new year.
That could be your work, your business, your life, your marriage, your children.
Everything.
Abundant harvest.
Everything. For the Lord will again delight in being good to you as he was to your ancestors.
Hallelujah. He does delight.
And where the abundant harvest is concerned, Gloria, I think about words like overflow. surplus, more than enough, beyond measure.
That's good.
And then as I was meditating on this, I thought about the two words, bumper crop.
Bumper crop. Hallelujah.
Bumper crop.
Yes, amen.
So I looked up the definition of bumper crop, and here it is. In agriculture, a bumper crop is a crop that has yielded an unusually large and productive harvest.
Yeah.
Now look at the definition below it too. A bumper crop can also be a source of problems, such as when there is insufficient storage space for an overlarge crop.
Oh.
That's not a problem for us.
We can handle that.
we can handle that. We can handle that. There there are no limits to the size of our fields or the ability to contain our harvests. Gloria,
you know what though, George, thinking about harvest, I never can get into that subject without thinking about my granddad and his peach harvest and so on.
Yep.
And he could have a beautiful orchard with beautiful peaches, and some storm, hailstorm come and make all his perfect ones, his number ones, into twos or threes, you know, or culls. And people, a lot of times, they destroy their own harvest with their words, with hate, with being in strife.
You can't
have a good harvest in the hailstorm. You can't have a good harvest and be in strife.
That's right.
Good harvests come with love, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace.
You really have to stay in that place. That's one way you cultivate the harvest. That's a way that you water the seed. That's a way that you take care of keeping the pests out, the offense and the anger and the hate out of your garden.
That's right.
Because that garden has been given to us.
If we want to live in the supernatural, in the blessing, then we're going to have to live in the fruit of the Spirit.
Yep.
Love, joy, peace, all the fruit of the Spirit, goodness, patience, kindness, gentleness. You know, we ought to be gentle with everybody.
Yeah.
If you're married to someone you wish you weren't married to, you better shape up and start walking in love.
That's right. That's right.
And being kind, they may want to get rid of you too. You don't know. Where is this message coming from?
I know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
But the fruit of the Spirit works. If you're born again, it's in there. You've got it. You can yield to it.
Yeah.
And study it out. I did a study on each fruit. I took each
massive
fruit and
study.
Did a study on
massive
it.
Massive study.
And it was a wonderful
Brilliant.
Thing for me. Praise God. Tim's trying to tell me we're out of time, but I don't believe it. We'll be right back.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
What you plant will always be the very thing you harvest. Seed, time, and harvest. They're what our fathers said would never cease. However, harvest is not automatic.
We think about the fruit.
Yes.
But we don't think about what it takes to have the fruit.
Yeah.
Which is to believe you receive it, to say it.
That's right.
And act like you got it, talk like you got it.
That's right.
And refuse to doubt.
Not doubt
That's
in your heart.
That's what we have to do.
That's our part in this.
With the Reap Your Harvest package, you'll understand the responsibility you have to reap your own harvest. It's up to you to sow good seeds, seeds of kindness, love, and generosity, and to reap a great harvest of blessing. God's blessing enables you to share His goodness with others. These broadcast messages on DVD, MP3, or digital download, along with the corresponding study notes, will teach you how to take the steps necessary to bring in your abundant harvest here and now.
Request your free Reap Your Harvest package by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons and become a productive harvester of all the seed you've sown. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 for this free resource from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
My grandfather had a peach orchard. And I remember as a young girl, I used to work in the shed under there. There was a lot of activity during harvest time. Relatively quiet up there when it wasn't harvest time. But when harvest time came, I'm telling you, the pickers came in, the workers came in, and everybody hit the work. And to reap the harvest that had grown up in that season. Because if we didn't pick the harvest and get it in, they'd just fall off the tree and rot to the ground. They'd rot. They'd just rot right there. And we need to be ready and know how to reap the harvest in our lives. If we don't, that peach, that fruit could just fall to the ground, rot, never produce anything.
Yep. We need to reap the harvest.
We're the reapers. Yep. We're the sowers and we're the reapers.
And we're the reapers. Uh-huh. And we need to know how to reap the harvest. And that's what our product is, Gloria.
There's a lot of people, George, that sow, but they don't know how to reap.
Yeah.
Or they just don't reap or something.
Well, I just happen to have a series that you and I did right here.
Wow. Okay.
And this series was done, Gloria, it was a few years ago, but we took 2 weeks to talk about the topic of how to reap your harvest.
Have you got me one of those?
This is yours right here.
Okay.
And these are all of the notes that we taught, a lot of the gloriisms here that came out of that time, as the messages that they can watch or listen to. This is an absolute must if you're wanting to know how to reap your abundant harvest.
Praise God.
So
praise God.
Would you pray over everybody right now?
Father, I lift up every person
to
you that's listening to George and me now.
Thank you.
And Lord, we know that the most important thing for us to do in life is to be born again.
Yes.
And that by making Jesus the Lord of our life and giving ourselves to Him, we can be born over. Even if we've had a mean, hard life, we can start over again.
All we
have to say is, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Say what I said. I said, take my life and do something with it. And I promise you, I had no idea that it would be this. That I'd be teaching and preaching the Word of God.
Yeah, that's right.
But, it's been so wonderful. So don't miss any of these. We're just going to talk about sowing, reaping, how to receive, how to live on top instead of on the bottom. And we don't want you to miss it. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord. That's why it all works.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is available to you free on DVD, CD, or digital download at kcm.org. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.